If her sensors were malfunctioning, there was a good chance that TIE fighters were too. Slowly, Rey eased off her thrusters and took her ship as close to the cave floor as she could. She almost heard the pebbles vibrating beneath her as she skimmed along. 1 centimeter too low, and her A-wing would be a pile of rubble. Rey heard the TIE's engines grow louder and louder. Not yet. The cave began to rumble as the enemy ship drew closer. Almost there. The second she saw the TIE zoom out behind her, Rey slammed on her reverse thrusters. The TIE fired its blasters, but its targeting was completely off. The enemy ship clipped the top of her cockpit and blew past her. There was no way the TIE could slow down now. It sped out of control, deeper into the narrowing cave. A few seconds later, Rey saw the glow of an explosion as the TIE ran into the cave wall. Yes! Rey whipped off her helmet and punched the air. But her excitement faded as soon as she looked around her. It had just been a flight simulator, after all. But every time she took off the helmet, a part of her hoped she would have miraculously teleported to where she really belonged, back with her family, wherever that may be. She was still sitting inside the Imperial Walker shell she called home. The sun still loomed large as it sank beneath the horizon. The blistering desert wind still scratched at her door. It was an evening just like the countless others Rey had spent alone on the sandy planet of Jakku. But Rey wasn't one to wallow. She shook off her disappointment and began preparing her pack for the next morning. There was a crashed Star Destroyer near the center of the starship graveyard she wanted to check out. Who knew what valuable salvage might be waiting inside? Rey filled 1 last canteen and stuffed it into her pack next to her staff. If there were any dangers waiting for her, Rey would be ready. She had survived many battles, not just in the simulator. But that was a worry for the next day. The morning would come soon enough.